Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Oh, yeah! Friday! Chad Brown, McDonald's, Chad Brown, Millennial Ben, all happy. Oh, no,
this
no.
is not acceptable.
No, I do that all the time. Oh, no.
Yeah, the microphone.
Yes.
Busted, man.
Oh, no. All right, stop.
I can't do 3 hours.
We're going to fix this. Don't worry about it. All right, just let this breathe.
It comes and goes, man.
It comes and goes. All right, good morning, everybody. And yes, it has happened to you. It has happened to me. I thought it was just my awesome brute strength, but then again, it takes one to know one. You and I are so identical when it comes to just being so strong and lean and mean. And
yeah,
we just
man.
Went to adjust our microphones and snapped.
Yeah. Wasn't me, though. It was already broken when I got here. So.
Oh, it was?
It was the late night boys.
Oh, and they tried to cover it up?
They just left it on the,
oh,
on the table
it?
Here. They knew it broke.
Egads.
Just to the.
Zoinks!
Scoop!
Zoinks!
It wasn't for you meddling kids.
Zoinks! The Phantom. All right. Well, we'll get to us working on that for you. You're going to get.
Yeah.
You'll get, don't worry,
I can hold the microphone.
Yes, you can do it for a while.
Go back to my old hip hop days, holding the microphone.
Yes, put your hand up to your ear, you know, that kind of thing. So, okay. We've got a, Is It Just Me Friday, where of course we give you a chance to get whatever you want off your chest, heading off into the weekend. It could be about anything and everything. All the, local teams, national stuff, world of sports and beyond. Just hit us up on the ramoslaw.com text line 303-713-1043. Yes, we are. Welcoming Chad Brown back for another day as he's been filling in for Stink this week, doing an awesome job. He settled into the morning routine. You actually, I lost a bet this morning. So I bring in Mickey D's Egg Muffins for the crew every Friday morning.
Right.
Kind of a, hey guys, job well done for the week. Thank you very much. I appreciate the effort. Here you go. Here's a little brekkie, right? So I brought in my normal amount, but Millennial Ben said, "Do you think Chad will eat it?" Because I mean, you know, look at you—you're in great shape. You know, I figured you might be one of those guys that treats his body like a temple, doesn't put anything icky in it. And so when Millennial Ben presented you with either an Egg McMuffin or a Sausage McMuffin, I was curious to get the answer. And what did you say?
Sausage every time, man. Salt, grease, and fat are essential to keeping your joints lubricated.
Yes! They shovel it into the sausage! Yes!
And while I certainly watch what I eat, I got a little bit of an 80-20 philosophy.
Uh-huh.
80% of the time, I'm going to do my best to make great choices. 20% of the time, I'm going to live and enjoy myself.
Uh-huh. Good.
So when a situation presents itself,
uh-huh,
I just got to be, you know, hopefully it's within my 20 range. You get to 60-40, nah, that's not going to work for me.
Right.
80-20.
All right, that's good. So you this is one of those things, like, you're going to enjoy it this morning, and then you're going to go, like, punish yourself for the rest of the day. Bad Chad.
No. I also don't punish myself.
Nothing but weeds and nuts the rest of the day.
Be careful with the weeds.
Yeah, that's right. Drew Goodman knows. He knows. So, hey, we heard from George Payton and Vic Fangio yesterday and got a chance to hear Payton's thoughts. Not too revealing. Forced to read between the lines a lot, but what he had to say about guys like Von Miller.
No, we want to bring Von back, and we're still working through that. And I don't want to get into, you know, everything, but we want to bring him back. And obviously the legal process, what he's going through, you know, it's a serious, you know, situation, obviously. And you know, I don't know all the details, but we respect what's going on, but you know, we do want Von back.
there was a recurring theme with George Payton when he was asked about guys. Like, for example, he was asked about Shelby Harris.
Yes, Ryan Williams is a great agent. You know, I'm close with Ryan. I've spoken with him about Shelby. Shelby's a priority in free agency. We'd love to have Shelby back. And he's a really good football player. He's a good person. And I know Vic talked, spoke with him. I've spoke with him early. And he's a guy we definitely want back.
All right, so that was Payton talking about Vaughn, Kareem Jackson, Shelby Harris, Philip Lindsay, all of their free agents. He said he wants to bring them all back. Does that mean he will bring them all back? Is it his fervent goal to bring everybody back? Or is that just like, yeah, we'd love to have them back at our price?
That's GM talk. Wanna and going to are two different things. Bruce Arians said, I want everybody back. We're going to try to find a way to run this thing back. He's spoken very positive language about his team and the makeup of his team. This was a guy who was playing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not trying to make any waves, not trying to upset anybody, not trying to hurt any feelings. We'd love to have everybody back. We were 5-11, but everybody should return.
Yeah, it had some people freaking out, like our boy James Merrillat. Oh, looks like 2021's just going to be a tank year. Bring everybody back. Same as 2020.
How does George Payton win this press conference? What can he possibly say?
Other than being a real Richard Nine about things,
right,
and, you know, start referring to people as the player and things like that.
Right. You can't, I mean, obviously that would give us a sense of, you know, he understands where this team is and he's going to make changes. He's going to, you know, right the ship. No, that's not what the press conferences are for. It's not, you're not out there airing the grievances. You're out there to play nice, play the game. And then if it doesn't work out, you can say, well, you know, we tried. We presented an offer and it just didn't work
out. But there was a lot of, well, then I give him a lot of credit because there was a lot of enthusiasm to the way that he said what he said. I get what, if you just listen to the words themselves, you're right, but it was said in a way in which it sounded to me like he genuinely does want these guys back.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't have everybody back, but I want everybody back. It's different. GM talk.
Do you think the GMs by this point have made up their mind what they're going to do with their free agents?
I certainly hope so.
And they've made up their mind in terms of where they're prepared to go.
Yes.
To sign them. There's, or bring them back, right? What's
yes.
their number in mind?
I mean, things are always evolving and you know, factors are changing, but of course, yes,
there's
plan A, B, C, and D.
Okay,
right now.
Well then what I heard was Justin Simmons is going to get a long-term deal and Von Miller, we're going to pick up his option.
I heard
and
that
we're prepared
as well.
To have him come back and play for $18 million.
I didn't hear that part.
You heard what?
I heard a guy with some, who chose his words carefully to make it seem as if that was the case. But he's not beholden to that. There's no guarantees. There's no absolutes in his word choice.
All right. What did you hear? I'll throw that out to those of you because I know most of you heard what George Payton and what Vic Fangio had to say. Speaking of Fangio and Payton, boy, did Vic, I mean, it was like he was tiptoeing through a minefield when he was talking about Drew Lock. What does that all mean? That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Listening to George Payton and Vic Fangio yesterday, especially Vic, Chad Brown in for Stink, talking about Drew Lock. George seemed to have his response down, rehearsed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, listen to it. It's very smooth.
You know, I haven't even seen Drew. I haven't seen him live on the field. I've just seen the tape. So there's so much that goes into it. You know, in evaluating the quarterback, you know, I like to see him live. You like to see him in critical situations. You like to see the accuracy. You know, how is he with his teammates? What's the leadership like? So I can't give you three things. There's so much involved on evaluating the quarterback. And so I look forward to evaluating Drew further, you know, in person. But I do, he does have all the traits you look for in a quarterback.
Perfect. Perfect answer, right?
All right, then and even said with a smile.
Right.
You can hear the smile.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. What you just said is important now, okay? Because these were done via Zoom. Come on in Zoom. Zoom, Zoom. So Vic Fangio was asked about him, and it was before, Benny, you play it. So you get, you know, we're all watching Vic, and Vic's, you just tell Vic is, he's uncomfortable, right? Because all of a sudden he starts to kind of shift in his chair. He's leaning forward, you know, into the Zoom camera, then he's leaning back, and, you know, then the eyes are kind of shifting, and you can tell, you can see the gears grinding. You know, what do I say? How is it going to be construed? Well, and so now that I've given you that backdrop of how he looked, this is how he sounded.
I'm confident that Drew's going to continue to improve. Drew's had a great offseason up to this point. You know, there's not a lot you can do, but he's working hard on his own, you know, coming over here and getting workouts. And I know he's doing a lot at home on by himself, you know, watching video by himself. He's got a good setup over there, and he's doing anything and everything he can to improve, even as in February and now in March. And I feel like he'll continue to improve.
You got, if you get a chance, and anybody can see it, it's at denverbroncos.com. They do a tremendous job at denverbroncos.com with all their material and their video and stuff. So you can see it yourself. And it was a good, you know, once he kind of got rolling, but right before he started talking, you could tell it was just like, okay. So what did you hear from both George Payton and Vic Fangio when it comes to Drew Locke? Do you hear two guys who want to move on? Do you hear two guys who, you know, genuinely believe in his potential? What'd you hear?
I heard two guys hedging their bets. You have to say Drew Locke, you know, is working hard. You have to acknowledge that. You don't want, if he's forced to be your quarterback, you can't have him in a position where you've dissed him all offseason long. They've already done that with the Matt Stafford thing. Now, with the window of possibilities of them getting a different quarterback getting smaller and smaller, now is the time you try to boost him up. Hey, we see him over here. He's working hard. I think in that little 20-second clip, Vic used the word improve three or four times. So the message to Drew Locke is also clear in all of that. We respect the work you're putting in, but you got to find a way to improve.
And I thought it was funny yesterday because people who were following this seemed almost surprised that neither one came out and sort of crowned Drew Locke. They were almost like, oh, well, you know, he doesn't want to. Neither one wants to come out and endorse Locke. Well, did you expect them to? Did you really expect? Has anybody expected that the Broncos' view on Drew Locke and the quarterback situation would be, he's our guy? He is our guy, and we're going with Drew. I mean, did anybody really expect it? Everybody expects them to have either a new face in here or at the least competition. So.
Right, and George Payton used the word
competition. They did use the word competition
directly.
So why should that surprise? It almost seemed to me like people were surprised, or it was like, aha, see, I told you, they don't believe in Locke. Well, of course they don't believe in Locke. They're not convinced. They see the same things we all see.
You don't issue a guarantee with the two most important player procurement periods coming up. We got free agency and we got the draft. You don't tell your quarterback he is the man at the same time trying to bring in competition. That's not how it works, particularly if you're trying to create a legitimate competitive environment.
All right, this is what I'm being told I should play this one. Okay, so this is Fangio number, okay, and this includes D-Mac's question. Okay, D-Mac asked the question, yeah. Why is it so important that you hear your voice on the radio asking a question? I'm just curious. All right, here's what he had to say.
Well, I'm obviously, we're always looking to bring in players at all positions that can raise the level of competition. And, you know, the quarterback is no different in that regard. You know, until we get, or until Drew proves to be the next great quarterback, you know, the ones that the Denver franchise has been used to in years past, or certain teams around the league, you guys know where they are used to. We're going to always try and bring in competition. But I have confidence that Drew can continue to improve.
And that was the one where he was really searching a little bit more. But I'm not blasting either one of them. I didn't expect Vic Fangio or George Payton to come on and say, guys, I don't know what all this talk is about. Drew Locke is our guy. No ifs, ands, or buts. Who expected them to say it? And who expected them to come out and say,
I don't think Drew Locke expected that. I don't think Drew Locke's mom expected that.
Right, and if Drew's mom doesn't expect it, she's Drew's biggest fan.
Right, as she should be.
Drew knows there's going to be competition. Drew knows he has to fight for his job. Drew knows there's a chance that they could land a quarterback that we all agree is now the guy, and you're now backup or trade fodder.
Right.
So I don't know why there was such a aha.
There's no aha for me.
Neither me, but there was a lot of that yesterday. You could tell they don't believe in Locke. Well, duh. No kidding. Newsflash.
At the same time, they had complimentary things to say. They are attempting to hedge their bets. They're trying to play both sides of it. If something happens, great. If not, we're still trying to say some things that boost his confidence and ego a little bit. We can't throw him under the bus before the offseason even starts. How's his standing going to be with his teammates if we can't get somebody else? We still have to play both sides of this.
All right, much more from George Payton, Vic Fangio, the Nuggets rolling into the All-Star break. We don't want the All-Star break right now. And Chad rocking his CU gear, and there's a good reason why he should be. All that coming up in the Brew next.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crap thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, I mean, Justin's one of our core guys, as you know, and our goal, you know, since I got here is to sign him to a long-term deal. And so we've had good discussions with his agent. You know, I don't know if we'll get a deal done or not, but that's our goal. And he's the type of guy we want to extend.
There's George Payton. And this is the difference between you and I, Chad Brown, in for Mark. As a former player, you've been through negotiations. Your agents have been through negotiations. Me as a fan and somebody that covers sports, what I heard was the enthusiasm in George Payton's voice.
It's clear. It's undeniable.
The conviction in talking about guys like Justin Simmons, Vaughn Miller, Shelby Harris, that these guys are going to be back. That's what I heard, but you heard something different.
No, I think Justin Simmons is going to be back. I think they really want to try to work something out. I think with the other guys, even through the enthusiasm, the word choice was different for Justin Simmons. I think that's a definite. The others are still, we'll see how it all turns out.
But even with Simmons, there was a little bit about, in terms of he will be back. It's either the franchise tag or a long-term deal. The question is, the long-term deal. And even Payton, with all his enthusiasm for Simmons, did leave in that certain, hey, you know, we're going to try to make it work tight.
Yeah, I mean, you
caveat. Have,
he's still in the middle of negotiations. I don't know what was last time you negotiated something from the position of power. You certainly don't give out extra information about where you are in your stance. That's not how it works. So far, George Payton has proven to me that he is a GM who understands the public part of the job.
Right.
We'll see.
Yes, good point.
We'll see how he does in free agency. We'll see how he does in the draft. But the public-facing part of the job, He's got that down.
I'll tell you what, for a guy who's been an assistant GM for all these years and never was the front guy doing all those press conferences, and he's a very polished media speaker.
Yes.
Very good.
And even in a situation like this where he's trying to couch his words and play both sides of it, he makes you walk away thinking, yeah, he's genuinely excited. He does see this team as a sleeping giant.
Okay, let me quickly, yes or no, these guys back or not? Back. Justin Simmons.
Yes.
Long-term deal?
Yes.
Okay, Von Miller.
I don't know.
Kind of growl there. Yeah. All right, Shelby Harris.
Yes.
Kareem Jackson.
No.
Yeah, there was definitely a line in his commentary about Kareem Jackson that rang bells with me that said, we'd love to have him back, but it'll have to be at our price.
Right.
He's going to have to take a pay cut.
Yeah,
okay, next on the Morning Brew.
Well, obviously, we're always looking to bring in players at all positions that can raise the level of competition. And, you know, the quarterback is no different in that regard. Until we get... Or until Drew proves to be the next.
It wasn't an easy answer for him. For Vic Fangio talking about Drew Locke.
He got off script.
And he got off script.
Oh, man, I got to find my soft, perfect words here. What do I say?
Where do I get back? We're talking points. Talking about bullet points. Where are they? Bullet points. What kind of quarterback do you think Vic Fangio wants for a year in which we all seem to believe is a make-or-break year for him? After all, despite the glowing things that George Payton had to say about Vic Fangio, that is not his guy. So, what do you think Vic Fangio really wants when it comes to quarterback?
A guy doesn't turn the ball over. Doesn't put his defense in bad spots. I think every defensive coach is going to say probably those exact words when asked about a quarterback. Does he throw for 5,000 yards or 3,000 yards? Just don't turn the ball over.
Right.
Don't put me and my side of the ball in bad positions, kid. That's what I want from you.
I can't imagine a guy who is a potential lame duck coach is entirely comfortable with Drew Locke. He definitely wouldn't want a draft pick. I think, barring being able to get Deshaun Watson, he's probably somebody who loves the idea of bringing in a veteran quarterback. Loves the idea of bringing in a Ryan Fitzpatrick or an Andy Dalton or somebody like that. Veteran quarterbacks?
Yeah. Ryan Fitzpatrick, some of the turnover issues with him are still there. So I don't know if sure Vic would be stoked about that one. But yeah, you definitely have to bring a veteran. Just to give the young kid the threat that we've got somebody else to go to if you keep throwing the ball to the other team.
Next on the Morning Brew.
To go 4-0 on this road trip going into the break was really important for us. I believe this is the first time since 2011 and 12 that a Nuggets team has gone on the road and gone undefeated playing four or more games. So I give our players a ton of credit.
There he is, Michael Malone. Yeah, the Nuggets are playing easily their best basketball of the year, and what do you know? A team that was awful defensively early on in the season. During this four-game winning streak, they've allowed 96, 112, 97, and 103 points. Much better defensively. And what have we been saying for 2 years now? In order for this team to be able to be a legitimate championship contender, they have to have a big three. They have to find somebody to run and be able to be consistent with Jokic and Murray. Well, Michael Porter Jr. has to be that guy, and during this four-game winning streak, he scored 20, 17, 11, and 24 points. How about the rebounds? 10, 15, 7, and 11. There you go.
That's good.
There you go.
And I think the key word in all that you said there was consistency. This Nuggets team has shown flashes over the last couple years, but now I think consistency is part of what they bring almost every night.
Good way to go into the All-Star break. They're off for the next week. Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, we were not very good in the first half. We were soft with the ball. We were soft passing the ball. We were soft finishing. You know, we were lucky to be up one at halftime. But our guys really responded in the second half. So really proud of them. We got all 27 games in, which is an accomplishment. A lot of teams didn't do that. So I'm really proud of what these guys have accomplished this year and the way they've done it. And there's more basketball to be played.
Another great season for Tad Boyle's Buffs.
Yeah.
20-win season. They got to 20 wins last night with a 75-61 win over Arizona State at the Coors Event Center. It was senior night. Guys like McKinley Wright got to. What a great, if you get a chance to find it, the embrace between McKinley Wright and Tad Boyle after the game.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
You know, that journey that, you know, he as a young man becoming a man during those 4 years. You know what that's all about, the impact that college can have and what a coach can do for you during those 4 years. But here's what makes me excited about the Buffs. They, you know, unlike the last couple of years where they kind of limped down the stretch, they've won four in a row to finish off the regular season. Now comes the Pac-12 tournament. They're going to be in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, are you somebody as an alum who are you getting a bit greedy when it comes to the basketball program? For all the success that they've had, do you want to see it now translate into a deep NCAA tournament run? Are you at the point now where you're kind of demanding that?
Yes.
Expecting that?
Yeah. Tremendous respect for Tad and the program that he's built. The hug, I think, demonstrates that awesome part of being a college coach versus being a professional coach, that journey of taking these teenagers into becoming men. But to your point, yes, we have seen tournament bids. We've seen them kind of, you know, be on the bubble a few years in the past. Now you got to make a bit of a run.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's a run that will be sustained for a while now. That run into the tournament then gets you the next level of recruits.
Yep.
You can continue to build this program. I don't think no one ever expected CU to be a dominant basketball program. Tad has been built a consistent winner up there,
mm-hmm.
but now we want to see a consistent tournament team.
Yeah, it just feels like it's time for him to deliver a Sweet 16 run. That's it. I'm not looking for you to cut down the nets when it's all said and done. But I think winning a couple of games again to the Sweet 16 for where this program has been the last few years and what they've been able to build, I think that's a realistic expectation. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Don't ever, ever put Cecil Lammy in a corner. He'll join us coming up next. Chad Brown in for Stink.
Chad Brown.
Mark will be back on Monday. We'll hook up with Cecil Lammy here in just a little bit. It's an Is It Just Me Friday, where we give you a chance, of course, to get stuff off your chest heading off into the weekend. Hit us up on the rumbleslot.com text line, 303-713-1043. Let's see. Here we go. Let me see if I can find something here good. All right. Is it just me? This is Broncos country. GMs don't do anything for this crowd. Either you're a player that's going to do whatever it takes, or you don't survive on making a team that inspires fans. So, the GM really doesn't do anything for this crowd? Have you been paying attention to the last 5 years and the mistakes made by our former GM? Whether it was personnel mistakes, quarterback mistakes, coaching mistakes? Come on, you don't fall into the abyss that they've been in for the last handful of years.
Without a lot of help from your GM and help in the wrong way.
Right, and then sit back and say, well, the GM doesn't do anything for this crowd.
Yeah, that's a bit short-sighted there. GMs are huge.
You gain a feel yet for George Payton?
I think so. I think... The thread of people's personalities tends to run all across their encounters. So while we don't know who he's going to be in free agency and exactly who he is from the draft, judging from who he's shown us to be publicly, he's a smart dude who is keeping his cards close to the vest, essentially, saying the nice things to kind of build the culture within the team and, you know, make everybody feel confident. At the same time, he's leaving his options open. Because he's recognizing that this team does need to be improved. And while you say nice things about all these guys, he also recognizes they were 5-11 last year.
Yeah.
So while I'm going to say nice things about these guys, I also have to leave myself enough wiggle room. If I have the opportunity to make a move and better my team, I will.
Yeah, I'm just itching to get free agency started with and then the draft so we can see how this guy actually acts. Because right now all we're left with is to try to read between lines and sort of parse out what he's saying.
I mean, I suppose we can, you know, do like teams do when a coach comes to a new team, you go watch tape on his old team. We can go look at old Vikings drafts.
Right.
But he wasn't, you know, the final say-so over there, so that we can only glean so much information from that. But again, it's hard to imagine this guy who has shown up publicly in press conferences and Zoom calls and all that is suddenly going to be a wheeler dealer, you know, shoot from the hip kind of guy. He seems to be calculated. He seems to be researched. He seems to be prepared. I can't see him just suddenly turning into, dealing Doug as a general manager.
Right.
Right.
Well, you're right. All we have to go by is what we've seen from Minnesota over the years. And I think from that standpoint, he did, in what he said yesterday, and then when you marry it with the Minnesota way of doing things, I think you can get a pretty good feel for what Peyton will be in regards to what he had to say about free agency.
Yeah, we just never, you know, you never want to go crazy in free agency. You don't want to build your team in free agency. You know, you want to fill selective needs going into the draft. That's been my philosophy. So you don't want to be, you don't always want to be the first one out of the gate and throw all your money. But if there's something unique, you'll take a shot. And so I just think you have to be selective. You have to look at every situation. But if you can fill a need and help your team, you're going to go for it.
Yeah, when you hear that, and then you go back to his opening press conference when he was introduced, and he said draft and develop. You could have played the draft and develop drinking game and gotten a pleasant buzz if you were following along with that. And then look at the Minnesota blueprint with him and Rick Spielman. This is a guy who really puts his stock in the draft. And free agency is just sort of I'd be pretty shocked if the Broncos were day one players in free agency.
Now in Minnesota they got Kirk Cousins and then gave him a guaranteed deal.
Yep.
So they are he was certainly part of a front office that was willing to dive in on day one and also willing to do a contract that at the time was essentially unheard of within NFL circles.
All that guaranteed money.
So I think there's enough conservative in there, but there's also enough recognizing of the tea leaves and reading the room and doing whatever your team needs to get to the next step, while at the same time not having a dealing Doug devil may care philosophy. We're not going to be paying the free agency salary cap gods 3 years from now. We're still going to try to draft and develop because that is the most consistent, safest way to be consistently a winning team.
Right. I get what you're saying about Cousins, but that is the outlier among most of the way business was done in Minnesota.
Correct.
Right. So, and when you're looking at Justin Simmons, Vaughn Miller, Shelby Harris, they got a lot of their own guys to take care of first if they want to, and a lot of money will end up going there, and how much would be left over for free agents.
Almost every free agent, you know, write up I've seen of here's 32 teams and all their free agent needs. Almost every writer says the Broncos need to re-sign these couple of guys on their, that's their most important free agent needs is getting Justin Simmons taken care of, figuring out what you're going to do with Vaughn Miller, not trying to go out and make some day one splash.
All right. Then again, if all we have to do is go by the Minnesota model, again, they did it a little bit differently. They did a little bit of everything when it came to the quarterback position, right? They drafted, who was the guy they drafted? Was it Ponder they drafted?
Christian Ponder.
Christian Ponder they drafted.
12th pick of the draft.
12th, so they drafted somebody early. They went out and traded for and gave up some good capital for Sam Bradford. They signed Kirk Cousins. So they've done a little bit of everything in terms of how you go about getting a quarterback. So again, that's why I can't wait to get through this first cycle of draft. You know, a year from now when George Payton gets up and speaks, we'll have a chance to kind of go, all right. I think I know what he's going to do.
Right.
Now I give him credit. He's a blank canvas.
Yeah.
And it's kind of infuriating, but man, I respect you, George Payton, because you said a whole lot yesterday without really telling me anything. And those are the best.
I respect football people who are able to charm you with their enthusiasm, yet leave you clueless with the actual words that they said. There's a certain skill to that, and information is king particularly this time of the year with free agency and the draft, and your ability to keep your cards close to your vest is just, it's invaluable. You cannot telegraph what you're going to do.
Yeah. Text says, by the way, guys, I set my alarm for 4:50 a.m. for years. This morning I set it for 4:53, and it was life-changing.
See, three minutes matter. Thank you, Chad. 3 minutes matter. Now, there was a snow last night, so I could not set the alarm for 5:07. 5:02 this morning.
Because you figured you'd need an extra 5 minutes.
I needed an extra 5 minutes just to navigate the snow in case the roads were bad.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I've learned a lot this week from you. I really have. And one thing I've learned from you and from other people who text that apparently a lot of people don't set their alarms to nice round numbers or benchmarks. Nor, I've always been a 6 a.m., 6:15.
But if 6:03 still works, that's three extra minutes.
Wow.
And for me.
And a lot of people believe in that.
I'm not as good as you at falling asleep at 7:45.
Oh man, I was having a hard time keeping my eyes open at 7:45 last night.
Yeah, see, this is not my normal schedule. So 3 minutes may not matter to you, but to me,
yeah.
Trying to break my schedule, yeah, 3 minutes is critical. That's an extra 3 minutes that's just going to help me, feel better in the morning. My back won't hurt as much.
All right. We've got a new mock draft fresh off the presses. Todd McShay weighing in. We got to listen to Todd McShay. What does Todd McShay have to say? We'll tell you next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.